President of France, who met with the President of the United States on the sidelines of the NATO summit just about an hour ago. Both President Donald Trump and President Emmanuel Macron aware of each other's criticisms of each other from earlier in the day. The number one issue in the world today, according to Mr. Macron, is the defeat of ISIS.
And I think number one priority, because it's not yet finished, is to get rid of ISIS and the terrorist groups. This is our number one priority.
That answer apparently not in sync with President Trump's own point of view.
That's why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard. And that's okay.
Because sometimes you can have some temptation from the U.S. side, I don't say about President Trump, but could be the press, to say this is the European responsibility. I'm sorry to say that.
President Trump would assert himself again a few minutes later when he gave his view regarding the creation of the European Union.
I inherited a situation where the European Union, which was formed partially for this reason, I guess for a lot of reasons it was formed, but partially to make better or take advantage of the United States. And they've done that very brilliantly. And frankly, it's not right.
Another curious response seeming to fly in the face of stated U.S. policy was when one reporter asked the president if the United States supports the protesters in Iran.
I don't want to comment on that, but the answer is no, but I don't want to comment on that.
President Trump would clear that statement up a short time afterward via Twitter, revising his answer to support of the Iranian protesters, complimenting a White House press release that had been issued on November the 17th. And one huge bit of news was the revelation by President Trump of what he called a conversation he'd had with Russian President Vladimir Putin about a nuclear arms agreement. This is VOA News. Iranian state television on Tuesday acknowledged security forces shot and killed what it described as riots.